Buyers of sex in Ohio typically receive little jail time and modest fines. A new report from Attorney General Dave Yost's office says the study of cases from 2019 through 2025 found court-ordered education programs are now a common part of sentencing. The report also shows human trafficking task forces are responsible for many of the state's arrests. Columbiana County led Ohio with 710 arrests of sex buyers, while Mahoning County had 41. Stark and Portage counties recorded 23 each. Two vehicle crash in Canton at the center of a court case against a Minerva teen. 18-year-old Abigail Nelson was set to appear today in Canton Municipal Court, but court filing shows she requested more time after her previous attorney stepped down. Nelson charged with aggravated vehicular assault in an April crash on Route 30. Police say her vehicle was eastbound near Raff Road when it rear-ended another car, left the roadway and rolled over, ejecting four passengers. Nelson accused of being intoxicated at the time. Two people were seriously hurt. North Canton moving forward with a major public safety project designed to centralize fire and EMS services into one new facility. City officials held a groundbreaking Tuesday at North Main and Viking Streets. Leaders say the building will improve response times and operational efficiency. The project being funded through a voter-approved income tax increase and a Hoover Foundation grant. Completion expected next summer. City officials say a non-toxic discharge from a local business is responsible for turning part of the Tuscarawas River red in Massillon. The food-grade dye entered the city's wastewater system Monday night and passed through the treatment plant before discoloring the river downstream. Officials say the substance is not harmful to people, animals, or plants. The Ohio EPA and local hazmat have reviewed the incident, the city continuing its investigation. The business responsible could face fines or be required to cover related costs. Thousands of dollars in new state funding headed to parks, cultural institutions, and community programs across Stark County. Officials say the $5.5 million package includes the largest share, $1.75 million, for expansion and renovation of the Canton Palace Theater. Other cultural funding supports Arts in Stark, the McKinley Presidential Library and Museum, the National First Ladies Library and Museum, along with smaller projects in Massillon and Louisville. The state capital budget also directs money to park improvements in Massillon, Jackson Township, and North Canton, plus funding for social service and veterans programs. More than 40 animals have been rescued from neglect cases in Portage County over the past few days, leaving the Animal Protective League out of space. Shelter officials say 11 dogs and 8 cats were brought in Monday from what were described as unlivable conditions. The shelter closed Tuesday so staff could focus on caring for the new arrivals. The agency says more animals could still be coming and is asking the public to adopt available pets or donate supplies and funds to help. Highway Patrol says none of the three people injured in a Salem Township crash early today were wearing seatbelts. All three remain in critical but stable condition at a Youngstown hospital. Troopers say a pickup failed to yield at a stop sign on Tea Garden Road just before 1 a.m. and was struck by a car that was southbound on Route 45. One person was ejected. Two victims were airlifted from the scene. An investigation is continuing. Possible criminal charges still under review after a Negley woman was mauled by two dogs last month. Columbiana County Prosecutor's Office says the case has been completed and is being evaluated. Meanwhile, one of the animals involved in the May 15th attack in Middleton Township will be euthanized after its owner withdrew a court challenge to a vicious dog designation. The victim suffered serious injuries and was airlifted to a Youngstown hospital for treatment. New fiscal officer has been named for Smith Township. Sue Terry was introduced during Tuesday's trustees meeting. The accountant and CPA succeeds Deanna Mock, who departs after being hired earlier this year. Terry will serve the remainder of an unexpired term, which runs out at the end of 2028. Trustees proved using the road department to clear debris and hot spots at house fire sites. There will be no regular meetings in July and August, but trustees can meet in special session. Truck driver killed in a fiery crash on I-76 near Lake Milton has been identified. Highway Patrol says 30-year-old Stephen Richardson of Cleveland died May 21st when his semi rear-ended a dump truck that was slowing for traffic in the westbound lanes. The dump truck driver, a 62-year-old Conneaut man, suffered minor injuries. Felony charges filed against an Austintown man in connection with allegations involving a child. 71-year-old James West charged with 2 counts of sexual battery, 1 count of importuning following an incident that allegedly occurred at his home in October. Investigators say the case came to light after the child's parents reported the allegations to police. West has appeared in court where bond was set at $50,000.